Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom. And we are 1 week away from our conference. It's our annual big event. You may wonder why I get excited, but it's our community coming together for its annual gathering, a chance to reconnect with old friends and make new friends. And I get to introduce you to some of the presenters that are going to be there. And I'm excited to be able to see them next week in Seattle at a conference. And just to make note, we still have our friend special. You register for your workshop at your regular price, you could bring a friend for $25, and that just goes through pre-conference registration through Friday at noon. Also, we're very excited. We're live streaming for the first time. So those of you who are listening and say, I can't come to Seattle, you can come online and watch our two evenings on February 14th and 15th. It's $10 per evening, or you can do both for $17.50. So wherever you are, and if you don't have to catch it at the actual time, you can sign up and you can watch it up to a month after the conference. So don't worry about I can't be online at 3 in the morning in my country. So we're so excited about that. I hope you do tune in and find out what Woman of Wisdom is all about. We have performers before the speakers, and they're very exciting evenings. So I'm continuing our exploration today with the Woman of Wisdom presenters. And I will be talking with Edry Allen Egbro and her daughter, Okali Egbro, Beyond Mother and Daughter, and Tammy Lynn Kent about accessing the wild feminine. And right now I'm going to talk to Patricia Ann Davis, who is giving a workshop called Awaken a New Conscience Ceremony and Meditation. Now, Patricia Ann Davis is the 11th of 12 children born to a lineage of Navajo medicine men and women. Her ceremonial name translates to one who greets others with peace. Patricia's life work is to share the Navajo Dina knowledge of the natural order to others. Taught by her father, she was immersed in earth wisdom and raised in the clan system. And currently, Patricia is in private practice as a practitioner and diagnostician. She is an international teacher, and she designed an innovative contemporary cognitive ceremonial change process called Love Currency Embassy Sacred Circle Ceremony to reframe thinking for the co-creative solutions and collective survival. Her website is nativeamericanconcepts.wordpress.com. And her workshop is on Saturday, February 16th. So welcome, Patricia, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. Thank you. It's wonderful to share my knowledge and wisdom and my special gift for the Indigenous healing process.
Yes, I know, and I participated in one you did. We had a women's circle, women's gathering in Seattle several years ago, and you got connected with Women of Wisdom, and we're excited you're going to bring this work to a conference. So you are an Indigenous woman leader. So I have a question. How do you see your task in midwifing a new paradigm for humanity and the planet? I mean, we're in such peril from centuries of elders, women and children, their neglect and abuse, and all the environmental destruction. What do you see the task in, for women leaders to midwife a new paradigm?
Well, in my life, I have translated from my sacred language, and basically, each and every one of us have a divine feminine and a divine masculine within us, which is the gender life task for a female is a life giver and nurturer, and the male is protector, provider. So in that healthy teamwork, and that within that healthy teamwork, we can cooperate with win-win decision making. And I'd like to focus on the fact that most people don't know there are two thinking systems. And I am reframing, using the word reframe, from one thinking system to another, because we all know that Einstein said you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that caused the problem. So birthing a new conscience means that we're awakening to this time of awakening the conscience and breaking silence. We're also witnessing that women all over the world are breaking silence to hierarchy and patriarchy, which is a male dominance, female submission. It's a win-lose. So historically, people of color and women have had to, so to speak, agree to lose and pay to lose. So my task as an Indigenous leader is to educate about win-win decision-making for our collective survival.
Yeah, it's so important, but I just wonder, how are we going to change this system? It's so ingrained. I mean, I guess for me, it's like educating the women, getting the women to stand up and say no more. It's kind of what you were saying. Women are beginning to do that.
Well, women are the backbone of any family and any society. And so the reframe process is a unifying, I said healthy teamwork. So there is no, people are not polarizing into for and against, right and wrong and good and bad. That's where the whole planet is trapped in Eurocentric dualism, which is for and against, right and wrong, good and bad. And so the politics, the language, the worldview is about win-lose. So that is the reframe that I'm educating about, in order for us to just use our own thinking. And I call it a sacred self-intellect. And the other one, the killer power, is called, I name, criminal mind. And that's using our thinking for what it's not for, which is destructive and death-producing choices, and limiting our thinking, which is oppression and racism, but to have power within, to have power with others, that then eliminates the need for power over. So it is a decision. It's educating about win-win, and then it's only a decision.
So you're talking about this hierarchy and this patriarchy, and we know, you know, our government systems, pretty much everywhere around the world, is still stuck in that. If you were to talk to President Obama, what would you say to him to emphasize the contribution of the Indigenous women leaders, because that's your community, you are one of them, as capable of designing peacemaking initiatives?
Well, I want to say first that in some of the countries that I visited, people, even in the furthermost wilderness of Siberia, Russia, they love Obama. And American Indians do too, because they recognize that he does have a gift of reason. And many of our ancestors and very astute chiefs were orators, and so reasoning is a tool for communicating for this healthy helping teamwork between male and female. So our government, world governments, are all levels of government are trapped and entrenched in a dualistic thinking. You know, we have Democrat and Republican. So they're always talking about unifying, but the language doesn't unify, because they're competing collectivities and ideologies. And the only way to come out of that is to make peace with our sacred self and our sacred place in the universe, and communicate in such a way where we're dialoguing with reasoning that leads to peacemaking. And what is peacemaking? Peacemaking means to protect. We don't have to defend, attack, retaliate, revenge, generation after generation. That means we have to protect our governing system. Fundamental rights for women ought to be gender equality and health care. There ought not to be any debate about it or disagreement about it. And so that's a unifying principle. So the Indigenous ceremonial change process that I design is a sequencing that leads people through a thinking process that reframes their thinking in such a way that they can arrive at group consensus, and then the spiritual morality that goes with what we need to do for collective survival by honoring our gifts. Each person of every nationality has gifts to contribute to our collective survival. So that means we build instead of destroy. And it's really simple to women because we're life givers and nurturers.
Yes, it's so true. And I just want to briefly, we just have another minute, but one of the things you do is a healing process. And, you know, you're calling for it to be a curing process and not a coping process. And probably we have been trapped in a lot of coping. You know, we just cope. And you're all about, you know, healing and a sense of curing, which I think relates to all you've been saying, too. And we're short of time to talk too much about it, but...
Well, the tool of art of making distinctions is that a curing is correcting the root cause that keeps the out of balance. And I wanted to say also that the basic conflict of interest is between stewardship and ownership. So the sequencing of this healing process, coping just means that we're repeating the trying to remediate the deficient self-image. And in the affirmation thinking system, then we're affirming our gifts and our identity as humane beings. And that is what I'm asking people to reframe in their own thinking.
Yeah, so thank you. And you're going to be doing this. She's giving a workshop February 16th, Awaken a New Conscience, Ceremony and Meditation. So I invite everybody to join Patricia at Woman of Wisdom next weekend. So thank you so much, Patricia. It was great to talk with you today.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
Okay. Yes, you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to come back and talk with Tammy Lynn Kent.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Oh, welcome back to Voices of Women. We're in flux right now, waiting for another guest to come on board, I believe. So I would just love to talk a little bit about the Woman of Wisdom Conference. One of the things that we do, if people don't know, is it's actually open for people to just walk in the door. You can come and join us. We have a goddess market where people sell their handmade arts and crafts. We have a women's art show We have a healing temple. You come get a reading, a tarot reading, a healing, all sorts of things like that. And even just come have a cup of tea. So it's a fun place to just come hang out. There's one of the things about Women of Wisdom, it's not so much coming and learning from somebody. It's connecting with other women. What happens in between workshops. And the exciting thing is that people just make these connections and find other women friends that are supportive. We're supportive of each other. We're in our 21st year, so there's just been a lot of growth with women coming year after year, and new people come too. So it's a very exciting time. I want to go to explore some of the offerings we have, and you've heard some of the guests. So, like, we have a woman who's doing animal communications, and that was really fun. After she was on the show, she called me and talked to my cats, and I learned a lot about my cats, that they have names for each other. My one cat, Abby, calls Mandy the Wicked Witch because she's always the one getting in trouble. And Mandy calls Abby Miss Goody Two Shoes because she's the one that always acts so good, but she's also plays out too. So that was just really kind of fun. So another event we have on during the weekend is, in fact, the person you're supposed to be talking to right now is Tammy Lynn Kent, and she just had a medical emergency with her son. And so she can't be with us right now. And I'm just getting a magic. Oh, okay, Edry's on the line. Edry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear
Great.
Me?
Yep, I can hear
Good.
You just fine.
Great. So, they're calling Ogali soon as well.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we're just a little ahead of schedule, but, you know, that's what we have to do, go with the flow of things.
Yes, that's right.
And sorry, Tammy can't be here. I've interviewed her before. You can actually go and do a search on my website on Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio and hear Tammy talk about it's the feminine wild side. She talks about womb energy and the pelvic bowl and healing women in holistic ways. And I'm sorry she can't be here today. So
yeah,
she,
me too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's doing her mother thing. Her son just had something come up, so she had to, I think, take care of him. So, Edry, let's talk about, is Ogali on the line yet?
Yes, I am.
They're connecting her right now.
Great. Hi. Well, it's so exciting to have you on at Woman of Wisdom, and here we have a mother-daughter team. And I was just reading your thing. I want to first give your intros to the audience. So Edry Allen Agbro is a consultant and coach, professional speaker, and former graduate faculty at the Leadership Institute of Seattle. She has over 30 years of experience helping leaders grow, work well with others, and lead better lives. And she specializes in working with education leaders and senior managers in science and technology and women leaders across industry and profession. Ogali Agbro is a lifelong student of human behavior, relationships, and philosophy, and she joins Edry, her former mother, in co-founding the forthcoming Whole Woman Academy and co-authoring a book based on their work with mothers and daughters. Edry has a website, www.workwellwithothers.com. And they're going to present a workshop, Beyond Mother and Daughter, New Roles for Women and the World, and that's going to be February 16th. So, first of all, I have a big question, because, Ogali, your bio says Edry's your former mother. So let's talk about, what does that mean?
Well, yes, thank you, Chris. I'm excited to do this radio show. So what it means is the role that my mother played when I was a child, when I needed guidance, is no longer needed. So she's retired from that role, and now we see each other as peers and friends.
And so can I ask your age?
Yes, I am 34.
Okay, so I'm just curious. So what, there is that change of, a transition of going, and usually like in our early 20s or maybe even late teens, we go through that stage of pulling ourselves away from our mothers and trying to get our independence. And we do a lot of breaking off of that relationship. And yet we've never been able to go, what's beyond that? And we still stay kind of stuck in that, looking at our mothers as mothers, and mothers staying in that role of, you know, mother role.
Well, this is the wonderful... This is the wonderful part about our program. With my contribution to it, I did go through that teenage rebellious stage of wanting to break away from my mother and, you know, go through my development into independence. And I've always been somebody who's had an awareness of the presence of my own inner guidance. And the irony of the breaking away from Edrie during my teenage years and having that connection with my inner guidance was that my inner guidance was led me to see Edrie as an ally to my own self-development as opposed to a hindrance. And so that was the unique development between the relationship that Edrie and I had when she was my mother. So seeing your mother and seeing you know, women in this mothering role as an ally to help you as a child develop into adulthood, I think that's the missing ingredient that that a lot of mother and daughter relationships don't have.
Well, and what age were you, did you finally come across this, you know, creating this transition, of creating this new kind of bond?
It started when I was about 14. It actually started with a conversation that my mother and I had. We were having the talk, the sex talk, and she said something to me that stuck with me since that conversation, that, you know, if I, she couldn't control what I was doing and, you know, blah, 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 sex was going to become a part of my life and I needed to understand what that meant for me personally, because it was going to affect me more than it was going to affect her. And that was the first time as a young teenager that I started to see myself independent from Edrie, that my life was indeed my own, not just because of the reasons that we as teenagers usually rebel against, oh, I just don't want to listen to my mother, but the consequences and responsibilities that come with that became very, very apparent to me after that conversation. So, yeah, I was about 14 when I began to be aware of how significant my independence was and that I did need guidance towards that. I needed to embrace my independence, but I also needed somebody who could help me, help usher me into being able to take on the full responsibility of that independence. And Edrie was, you know, the perfect person for that.
Well, you... my sense, you're a very wise teenager for 14 to come to those realizations, because usually we just push away and fight for our independence and reject the mother and don't see beyond that. And so for you to have done that at such a young age, and I also know because you have a very wise mother.
Yes. And I did go through that. I did have I wasn't completely void of wanting to push away and rebel and just... completely deny, you know, that Edrie had a significance for me. So I did have that struggle, and I just chose differently than most teenagers seem to choose.
I'm curious if you're working with, it seems like great work if that's your interest, to work with teenagers around this issue. Is that part of your vision in this work that you're doing?
That's going to be in the future. It's going to be something that we'll talk about in the future. Primarily, it's about helping adult daughters sort of come into their embracing their full independence, because that's where a lot of the problems are. A lot of these adult daughters are going to be near the age of becoming mothers themselves. So, definitely helping teenagers in the future will start to incorporate that into the program.
Yeah, there's a lot of healing. I think it took me many, many, many years. I mean, I don't know how old I was. I remember I was in my late 30s traveling around the world and had a realization like, you know, my mother was a person.
Yeah.
You know, take that label off of the mother. It's a hard thing to do because it's so ingrained in us, and to actually see them as a person. And I look at people who have a different kind of relationship with their mother that's they've been able to develop beyond that. And I can say, you know, there's, there can even be a jealousy of that because, you know, some of us didn't achieve that. We're going to talk a lot more about this, and I want to bring Edry in for her mother point of view on this. And so when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about the subject of beyond mother and daughter.
Thank you.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Edry Allen Egbro and Ogali Egbro about their mother-daughter relationship, which is sounds like not a mother-daughter relationship anymore. We're not speaking out of this. But so we want to talk to Edry now to hear her point of view of having the shift from mother to what you called peer.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you for, in the earlier segment, calling me wise, but I wasn't very wise in my early parenting. In fact, I sometimes refer to it as my lunatic phase. The irony is that I was teaching at a graduate program, teaching leaders how to be better leaders, I was teaching transformational communication, how to do your family of origin work so the family of origin issues don't come up at work, and how to develop your own, the leadership in others. At home, I don't know if it was because of stress of raising four, including two daughters, I was falling back into those old control and command leadership practices that I abhorred as a child. And I had an epiphany at some point, and it was a lot of feedback from my four, sometimes direct, as well as subtle, that it wasn't working. And the epiphany I had was when a group of my students, they invited me to a group after they graduated, but they invited me to come as a peer. And they elevated me from professor to peer, and that felt so good. And I had an epiphany, oh, my God, why I need to do this, and why don't I use, well, before that, I think I realized that I needed to start using what I was teaching and modeling and helping other people succeed in, using those skills at home. So I saw myself at home as a leader, and I wanted to be the kind of leader I was helping other people to be.
Well, see, you are wise. Oh. I told you. But, you know, because it's so easy to fall into those traps of well, here we teach this, and then what's going on in our all the struggles that we have of doing that in our own life and learning how to do that. Do you have pretty unique relationships with your other three children, too, or was it Ogali that really...
What I did was I retired from parenthood, and I told them that I was no longer their mother, and they laughed, and then they said, okay, Mom. But that was the work I did. When the time came, when they were all adults in terms of age, and I retired, and what happened was in my mind, I started to see them as adults and myself as an adult with them. And what I had to do was renegotiate the relationships. One of my four needed to individuate and go away, and there were 10 years virtually of no very little contact and very little communication, sort of the typical kind of, you know, moving away. And I grieved. It was hard for me, but the grieving process was my work and realizing, first of all, this person was doing what I taught them to do, and realizing my work is truly done, and that what was at play was my ego. How could they not want to be close to me? How could they not? And I took it as rejection. But when I realized that it was what I was teaching others, that it was them individuating, then I was able to do my work and change the relationship in my head. And so with that that person, I'm able to accept the relationship for what it can be. So yes, every single relationship with all of my four, I accept the relationship as what it can be, and I have a wonderful relationship with them, with each of them, without expecting them to be what I want them to be. And so there's no such thing as, why didn't you call your mother? There's no guilt tripping. I taught them a long time ago, don't ever call me from guilt. I did that with my own mother. I would call her. She was expecting calls, and they were painful for me, and I perpetuated that. And in the end, it didn't work out very well between us. So I taught my four to have a relation, to be true to themselves and relate to me only out of their honesty and their truth with themselves. And I have that with all four of them. And they all look different. Each relationship is different. I think with Ogali, because we have so much in common, we have the same, we're both musicians, we love to sing, we both have this passion for what the work that we're doing. And so 2 years ago when she started, it wasn't that I expected her to follow in my footsteps, but 2 years ago we sort of organically decided that it would be crazy for us not to do some of this work together, and just grew organically from there.
Oh yeah, so powerful. And what a message. I mean, it's one thing for you as a mother to go out there and kind of teach this to people, but it's much more, well, it's modeling it by having you and your daughter together.
Yes. Yes, and they can learn from, you know, it's not easy all the time. It's real. It's real. It can get messy, and it's real. And it's doable. If it's doable for us, from a former lunatic mom, then it's doable for anyone.
Yes. Well, I'm just curious why, if you feel it's important for women at this particular time to change these relationships, mother-daughter relationships, why it is.
Do you want to take that, Ogali?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the main reasons is that I see why it's important for women to really grow out of those relationships, the archetypes of those relationships, is the ability to grow into full adulthood. Women, in general, for the last several thousand years, have not really been given the freedom, culturally speaking and societally speaking, to embrace their full adulthood. And so the mother-daughter relationship has been the primary way that those hindrances have been inherited, passed on, and perpetuated. So in healing the relationship between mother and daughter, to allow both both roles to be seen, to allow both women to be seen beyond those roles and to be seen for who they really are, I think it sets a stage. It definitely sets a stage for women to begin to see women in general, ourselves and other women, in full personhood, full adulthood.
Yeah, so
and
true.
And also, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And also, when we do release from that ongoing thread through the generations of passing on the limitations that a culture, you know, the identities and the expectations of who we are, we didn't have any way of creating them, then we can live full lives, but we can also contribute more profoundly to the world. And the world needs our perspective, our voice now, if it's going to survive, let alone evolve. And we see this as part of the evolution, but also part of the voice. We need those voices. We need our voices, our full women voices, to be heard. For example, if you're 60 and you prefer to be called a young lady or a girl, you're ashamed to be called ma'am, that's one cue that you're participating in the diminishing of the fullness of what a woman is and who a woman is and what we have to contribute. It's like there's a television show. If you see a television show with four women, who one is a great grandmother, and three of them are grandmothers and they're upstanding citizens, but the show is called, without even flinching, with nobody even questioning it, Golden Girls. And then you have another television show with three male figures behaving badly, but it's called Two and a Half Men. I mean, that's kind of a crystallized version of why this is really important. And that's like a tiny, tiny drop in the sea of women needing to be seen, treated, respected as full adults, and actually contributing as full adults. And we need to see that in ourselves. And what better place than this primal, intimate relationship? I love the way, Ogali, the way you you kind of refined that, you redefined that whole birthing thing. You said, what did you say? What did you say about?
I said, my mother giving birth to me was the way she met me. That's how we met.
Yeah, that is, we don't think that way. It's, and it's kind of a taking for granted, you know, our mothers. They're always going to be there. They're always going to take care of us. And so to look at it that way is like, you know, we met when you gave birth to me is when we met each other.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So
and honoring your personhood,
temporary leadership role until I became an adult.
Yes. Well, what are some of the mistakes that each of you have made? I'll give you, you've got 20 seconds each to say one mistake as a mother, one mistake as a daughter.
Go ahead, Adrienne, you can start.
The mistake that I made was expecting them to be the way I wanted them to be. That was a mistake that I had to grow away from.
Yes. And how about you, Ogali?
The mistake that I made, I know, was having all of these supposed tos. She's supposed to do this. She's supposed to do that, based on the script that the culture said that a mother is.
Yeah.
You know, what
and I bet
is.
You know, we can all relate to those two mistakes. You know, it's definitely in our culture. It's part of, you know, I applaud you for moving beyond this and being a role model for others of what a mother-daughter relationship can be. So everyone, take a look at their workshop at womanofwisdom.org website, Beyond Mother and Daughter, New Roles for Women in the World. It will be Saturday morning on February 16th. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure.
Yes. Okay, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Tammy Lynn Kent. We have got her on the phone now.
Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of...
Well, welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis, and this is Voices of Women, and I'm now going to talk to Tammy Lynn Kent. Tammy is a women's health physical therapist, founder of Holistic Pelvic Care for Women, author of a brand new book, Mothering from Your Center, and she also has a great book, Wild Feminine, Finding Power, Spirit, and Joy in the Female Body. She's passionate about cultivating the creative energy that is meant to run through all aspects of a woman's life. And her goal is to teach every woman how to read the physical and energetic patterns of the pelvic bowl and restore access to the full range of creative resources, this beauty and wildness within. And her website is www.wildfeminine.com. She's giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom on Saturday, February 16th. It's called Accessing the Wild Feminine in Daily Life. So welcome, Tammy.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you stated you wanted to title this program to be Moving into the Feminine Age. So let's get your definition of what you mean by the feminine age.
Yeah, well, what I've seen, you know, I've been working in with the women's body and particularly with the pelvic bowl as a women's health physical therapist for 15 years now. And what I would say is that women really have this receiver in their bodies for the feminine energy. And that's why they, while both genders have the feminine and the masculine, women especially have this capacity for the feminine. And so what I've noticed, because I often look at collective patterns to understand what's happening as women are coming in over the weeks and months, I notice there are often themes and commonalities. And I've just noticed this increasing ability to access feminine energy. And over the 15 years, it's marked. So I would agree with what I hear in the general, you know, those who are kind of looking at the global patterns are saying we're shifting into a new time period. And what I've seen in that 15 years is what it used to look like when I would work in the pelvic bowl with a female body. It would be like we were trying to strike a match in a dark cave. You know, we kind of try to see what was happening, engage with that energy, and now it's just brilliant and fast and rapid. And it's, you know, it's not just me progressing in my skill. It's really the women are showing there's so much more access to this sort of feminine energy that's around us. And if, especially if women are paying attention and accessing it in their own center, they'll notice this increased capacity to use that creative force in their lives.
Yes, we really need to access that. And, you know, because the last time I talked to you on the radio, you talked about the pelvic bowl, the womb power. And I gave a talk in June at a conference, and I mentioned I talked about that womb power. And then the MC came and said, well, now we got womb power. I've got, you know, but there is something very powerful about that because it's very grounded versus just being in our heads. And, you know, we've had to come to our heart, but getting down there in our womb and really comprehending the power that's there, because that is the creative force.
Right. Well, and I see it actually does pertain to males, too. I don't know if the MC was male that said that, but because we all gestate in the female body, and we spend a good part of our very early, you know, body life as an egg in our mother's ovary from the time that she is in her mother's body, that everyone, male or female, has quite a bit of time near the womb space or in the womb space. And so I see it, women, when I look at women energetically, they carry a womb pattern within and then another one around them. So that's like the mother's energy imprint and then their own female body. But males have it around them as well. And so I see it as like a creative energy field that if we can learn to look at, when I think of womb power, what that means to me is really understanding the energy imprints that you carry, partially from your lineage, partially from your experience, partially from the culture you live in, but then you can actually interact with these patterns when you know how to work with these energy potentials and read which ones are beneficial and which ones aren't as helpful, because they actually are, you can interact in that interface and begin to shift them so you have more alignment in that central space. And when you have that, when you know how to access that, then the energy flows more freely into your body and your life. And most times people are creating
they're setting up their life to match the outer world rather than coming from that central creative energy imprint, if you will, or grid. If you come from that place and you work with that, then you can create a life that is more aligned with who you are and what you're bringing in. And that's what when I think of womb power, I really think of it as bringing in this pure creative potential that you brought in when you came in through that door of the womb.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because we are so trained to go look at the exterior and try to match the expectations of what the world has of us versus really, you know, going inward and knowing, you know, it does start from within. And then the universe will match that versus the reverse.
Yeah, and I think one thing I want to bring forward is just that it's more interactive. And sometimes I think when people aren't quite manifesting what they want, it's because there are some deep imprints that they haven't yet engaged. And so part of what I know my role is to bring forward, because I've worked with over 2,000 women, so I really am putting together this map so that both men and women can understand how to read the energy imprint of that womb space and that doorway, and then how to engage with it so you're not beholden just to the imprints that maybe aren't serving you, or those unconscious places where there is a stuck energy, or the creative energy isn't flowing, or the feminine and masculine aren't in balance. And so when people are frustrated, I think sometimes it's because that energy imprint they're carrying isn't really matching what they're wanting to create. And if they know how to come back to that and start working with it, and that's one thing I'm really doing is translating that for people so that they can understand how to work with that in their bodies. And then now this next book is about mothering, but really that is not just mothering children, but any creative work you're doing and how to bring that into your life.
Yeah, and I really recommend everybody to check Tammy's books out, because I haven't seen the new one yet, but your wild feminine book was great. And at the beginning of that book, I love this quote you have. The great work that is beginning is the realization of the feminine as the bridge between God and humankind. And that's by one of my favorite woman wisdom presenters, Marion Widman. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, well, what it means to me, again, I think that the way we learned how to make our lives is sort of, you know, get your degree, get your job, work in that external realm. And that's more masculine, not male or female, but it's kind of a masculine. And that doesn't leave much room for the mystery and the divine to enter. And when I work with women and their bodies, I've noticed that as much as we've come into this more feminist period where we have more opportunities, particularly as women, to step into equal work and into the outer world, there's still this place where when we come back to the center and we actually connect particularly to the left side of the body and the left energy field and the feminine, this potent energy comes in. And that's, to me, that bridge that she's talking about. If we can access that aspect of ourselves that's more holistic, more intuitive, more dreamy, we understand the importance of dream time and spending time in that space where we bring in the raw energy, then we can step into the masculine aspect and shape our lives, shape our careers, shape our families, make things that are actually soul-filled, and it takes that feminine bridge.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I want to have everybody check out her workshop. Her website is wildfeminine.com, and check out her workshop at Woman of Wisdom, Accessing the Wild Feminine in Daily Life, on February 16th, and you can do that at our website, womanofwisdom.org, along with all the other events we have at the conference. We've got 1 week left to register. You can come to the door, too. There is always room for people to register at the door, so we welcome you to that. Remember the live streaming. Check that out on our website, so you can, wherever you are, you can participate in Woman of Wisdom on February 14th and February 15th, or see it afterwards. So also, just want to point out my Woman of Wisdom book is available on our website, and that's a great story and shows the landscape of what Woman of Wisdom is all about. So you can purchase that on our website, womanofwisdom.org, and the book's called Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. The next week, I'll be interviewing our keynote speaker, Cindy Dale. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and I'm so glad you were with us today, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio.
What do the masters want to say about well-being, about their lives, about the world? What is it the masters say that we are called to do or be?
Simply to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in hope. Believe in God. Believe. Just simply believe. And the rest will follow.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world.
Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.